Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Got an all-star game coming up tonight. Team USA loses again. The Stanley Cup is dented. Another Tampa boat parade. And Pete Alonso is your home run derby winner. Got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our TV partner, Peacock. You can watch all 3 hours. You just download the app. You can watch for free. That's our streaming service. And our radio affiliates around the country, we're in nearly 400 cities around America. Last night's home run derby was supposed to be a coronation for Shohei Ohtani. Didn't quite work out that way. Ohtani was knocked out in the opening round by Juan Soto, and then the defending champ Pete Alonso put on a show. You know, the air in Coors Field in Denver certainly helped. The Mets slugger hit some of the longest home runs we've ever seen in a home run derby, and he ended up beating the Orioles' Trey Mancini in the finals. Alonso looks like he was built to win a contest like this, and it didn't even look like he was swinging hard. Once he got into a rhythm, easy stroke, and the ball was flying in the Colorado air last night. And maybe it wasn't the Ohtani display that we expected, so we'll have to wait until maybe tonight in the real All-Star game. But thanks to Alonso's impressive power, it was still a pretty impressive, pretty entertaining evening. Now, I'm going to nitpick a little bit, because they're trying to speed up the home run derby, and therefore you're on the clock. You didn't get to see the ball land on a lot of these home runs. You just had to take Carl Ravitch's word that it was a home run. Now, there was something about Chris Berman putting the emphasis on the home run that you knew it was a home run. Whereas Ravi, I think with the split screen, it didn't do I think it did a disservice to the actual, hey, we're watching long home runs. We want to see how far they're going to, you know, go. Where do they land? And it was just so rapid fire. But you did have great storylines there. Would I have liked Ohtani to go a little bit further? Yes. Alonzo was great. What a wonderful interview afterwards. He talked about, hey, I wanted to be in this. You know, I owe this to the fans. When I was young, I wanted to be in the Home Run Derby. And he's made almost as much money winning the Home Run Derby as he has from the Mets in his 3 years there. It's just, I think, around $2.7 million he's made from the Mets in 3 years. And he's made $2 million winning the Home Run Derby. But, right out of the gate. All right. Yeah. No, go ahead. You know, ramp it up.
Seemed like a decent stat.
Yeah, no, it is an interesting stat that he's made almost as much from winning the Home Run Derby as he has with the Mets. Yeah. But that was fun. Great storylines there. Atmosphere. We didn't have the Home Run Derby a year ago. Alonzo won it the previous year. Therefore, he's gone back-to-back. I think Ken Griffey Jr. and Yoenis Cespedes are the two have gone back-to-back. But it was a fun night. And just to see Ohtani out there, and I give him a lot of credit because you got, you know, these Astros who are playing the victims and they don't want to be going to the All-Star game because, God forbid, they might get booed. Ohtani is in the Home Run Derby. He's going to pitch tonight, and he's going to lead off. I mean, that's great. Like, I love that you understand the role there. And I know that there was the story that came out with Stephen A. Smith yesterday that, hey, you know, for the betterment of the game, he should learn English, and, you know, he's speaking through a translator, therefore nobody really is able to, I guess, embrace Shohei Ohtani, understand him as a personality there. Now, he did do interviews yesterday, and I don't know if it's just a coincidence that whatever Stephen A. Smith was saying and the fact that Ohtani and his translator did an interview yesterday. I just know when I was growing up, I never once said, gosh, I wonder what kind of personality Hank Aaron has. I never once said, God, I wonder what Willie Mays is really like. Now, it's a different generation. We do want more from our stars. I understand that. Like Mike Trout's been criticized. Hey, come on, you got to be out there. You got to be a personality. Well, that's just not who he is. But with Shohei Ohtani, what I'm seeing when he plays speaks volumes. Now, if he's learning the language, wants to learn the language, he's going to go through a translator. We've had players, we've had stars who've done this before. You know, there's guys who played who spoke English who didn't say anything. Steve Carlton famously didn't say anything for decades. Tom Brady never said anything for 15 years. Right? So I don't want to say, oh, Shohei Ohtani, you got to do these interviews. And I don't know what Stephen A. Smith's mindset is. I mean, it could be altruistic by saying, look, this is for the betterment of the game. I don't think he realized what he was saying in the moment, doubled down on it, and then, you know, apologized. But I'm watching. That's when as a fan, I watch. I want to watch greatness. I don't need to hear greatness. You know, part of, you know, the sports society now is everybody wants to tell you how great they are, and they're not. I want to see how great you are. And Shohei Ohtani is great. He's the unicorn. This is unique, what he's doing. We want to compare him to Babe Ruth. He's different. I mean, Babe just did this for a short period of time. Ohtani is elite as a pitcher. But he could be all world as a hitter. And he wants to continue. Babe decided in 1919, hey, I don't want to pitch anymore. And he was a great pitcher. I mean, imagine if Jacob DeGrom showed up today and said to the Mets, I think I'd like to play right field. And I don't want to pitch anymore. That's what happened with Babe Ruth. Babe was, you know, winning 20 games. And he just said, hey, I'm going to be a hitter. Shohei Ohtani is doing this in the moment. Now, do I like it? No. Because I don't want to lose him, his bat, if something happens to his arm again. That's really the important part of all of this. You had Tommy John a year ago. So, you know, what? We're a little less than 2 years removed from that. I just don't want to lose him, lose the bat in the lineup. And his manager, Joe Maddon, will join us on the show tomorrow. And I don't know whose call it's going to be, but I'm enjoying it in the moment. And the translator and Ohtani, you know, did an interview yesterday. And I thought that it was a great exchange. Pedro Martinez was talking to Ohtani through the translator and was saying, you know, when you're on the mound, are you thinking as a pitcher? Or are you thinking as a hitter? Because, and it really, it was a great question by Pedro. I'm going to guess we'll get more details. Remember Ichiro? Fabulous player, Hall of Famer. Yao Ming, I remember interviewing him with his translator. Do I want that? Yeah. But do I need that? No. Do I want to see you great? Yes. Do I need to have you tell me how great you are? No. But what we see with Shohei Ohtani last night, and we're going to see that tonight, but, I mean, it's really amazing what he's done. He's hit 30 home runs and made 10 starts. Nobody's done that. At least 30 home runs and 10 starts in the same year. And he's done it in 81 games. It's just remarkable. As much as we want to say, well, he's Babe Ruth, he's different than Babe Ruth. And in some ways, he's better than Babe Ruth. This is a guy who has elite speed, elite power, and an elite arm. It just doesn't happen. And I hope he stays healthy. You know, I like that we don't see those games. You know, it's West Coast, it's the Angels. Yeah, okay. That's not his fault. Not everybody can play for the Yankees or the Dodgers, but would I like to see him on display a little bit more? Absolutely. But even last night, it was a nice cameo, and it was a nice warm-up to what we're going to have tonight. He's going to pitch. Baseball bending the rules, I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, make an exception here. It's an all-star game. Promote the game. And they did. Have fun with it. That's what we want to see. Sometimes you have to give the fans what they want to see. As strange as that may sound, give them what they want to see, something that's unique. Now, did I tune out after Ohtani got eliminated in the first round? Yes, I did. Did I come back? Well, I did after I was watching Australia beat Team USA in basketball. McLovin goes, hey, Team USA in trouble against Australia. And I go, what sport? And he goes, basketball. And I go, oh, my God, are they going to? And they lost again. We'll talk about that coming up, though, because I don't know if this is a thing or not. Is this a big deal? Now, I think it is a bigger deal than what most will lead on. I think Greg Popovich, the head coach, was like, this happens, and, you know, we're still figuring out our team. If I gave you the starting five for Team USA against the starting five for Australia, if you had a pickup game, the guys on Australia don't get picked until maybe the ninth or tenth guy would get picked after all the American players. I mean, that's the God's honest truth with this. But they do know each other. They played together. They understand a team concept where Team USA is an all-star team. Imagine, as I'm watching this last night, if LeBron James was on that team and not Kevin Durant. So LeBron had lost to Nigeria and Australia. That would be leading sports shows. Skip Bayless would be apoplectic. LeBron, no shows? What's this do to his legacy? But Kevin Durant, nothing to see here. It's just Team USA. If that had been LeBron, oh, people would be shouting from the mountaintops. Yeah. This is on LeBron. Yes, McLovin.
They need LeBron. LeBron, they would have won if they had LeBron. That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, oh, my God. They need a guy who's 6'9", who can dunk on these guys.
No, you're right.
This team is, Jeremy Grant, Keldon Johnson. I know he's not.
Okay, wait. Just, yeah. I'm going to give you the starting lineup, though. The Team USA has Jason Tatum, Dame Lillard, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Draymond Green.
Ew. That's an Olympic team? Draymond Green?
Did you see who Australia had out there?
Yeah, they had Matisse Thybulle, my Sixers guy.
Yes!
Better than Draymond Green.
No, he's not.
Draymond Green's 100, and he's a 6'5 center.
They had Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Matthew Dellavedova. He's not even in the league anymore. I mean, come on.
0 points in 23 minutes for Dellavedova.
Exactly.
Team first.
Yeah, playing.
Pass first.
Playing his game. That's what Deli does.
That's selfish.
Yeah, that's what Deli does.
Oh, and they have Chris Mannix special. Dante Exum is on the squad.
Oh, I know. Mannix was sending me a note last night. Dante Exum. I'm going, oh. He's going to be right about, you know, Ricky Rubio or Dante Exum. I will say this, though, he's loyal. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans that go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Let's take a break. McLovin, you have a poll question for me coming up?
I just want to throw out one. Real quick, could the Dream Team beat this current team in Team USA basketball?
At their current ages?
Yes, that's my question.
I think they could have beaten Australia last night. Now, I will say this, that Team USA, the dream team from 92, probably still thinks they could beat anybody. No one knows, guy. You get Magic out there. I mean, come on, Barkley. Yeah, it was kind of an interesting night where you're going, all right, settling in, watching Ohtani. And then all of a sudden, okay, he's done. Team USA, let's see how they're losing here. And then you got the All-Star game. By the way, NBA Finals is Wednesday night. There are a lot of people feel like it's going to be tonight or forgetting that it's going to be on Wednesday. A little bit later on, John Smoltz, he'll be on the call for the All-Star game. And we'll get his thoughts coming up next hour on Shohei Ohtani. Let's see. Anything else I need to mention here before we take a break? McLovin, you're ready to go with the poll question when we come back?
People I'm giving you a radio. Thumbs up. Yeah that doesn't really translate.
Yeah, once again,
thumbs up.
And talking over me doesn't do well either. So it's a thumbs up for those of you listening on radio from McLovin. He'll have a poll question. We'll take a break. 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. He's John Smoltz, the Emmy Award-winning, outstanding sports event analyst. And well, let me, you know, before we get to all of that, I'm watching the golf tournament this weekend, American Century, and my boy John Smoltz is leading. And I thought, well, that's great. John's going to win, and then he's going to go, you know, he's going to be hosting the All-Star game, and then you lose to Vinny Del Negro. How nervous were you? Pitched in a World Series before, John. How nervous were you compared to how you were on Sunday in the last couple of holes there?
So it wasn't the nerves that got me. I mean, I felt great in a baseball game, of course. Golf is a different story. So, and it, you know, in some of the tournaments that I played in, the nerves were worse in golf. Unfortunately, in this tournament, I had lost my swing. So it's a worse scenario than nerves. Like, it isn't the nerves that lost my swing. I just lost the fundamentals of my swing. And when you do that in golf, you're like hanging on. And so I felt like there was nowhere to go. Like in baseball, if I lost my fastball, I had my slider, I had my split, or vice versa. In golf, if you lose your swing, you're basically you're trying to figure out how you're going to get the ball in the hole. So I definitely was battling the last round. I wish I would have had a better swing going, but I got to give Vinny all the credit because he played great that last day. And then you know the story about him losing his dad and not telling anybody and winning the tournament was something pretty incredible.
You needed Leo Mazzoni, I think, to help you out there. Come out to the mound but explain how you lose your swing.
Well, you know, in golf, like I'm not connected mechanically like I was in baseball. And yeah, you get a reminder in baseball, I come out and say, hey, do this. And Greg Olson, my caddy, was great in trying to get me through the round. But in golf, like I'm not as technically sound. I mean, I'm kind of a self-taught golfer anyways. And when you hit a ball, I think it was around the 11th hole, and you go, where did that come from? All of a sudden you start thinking about things that you don't have a go-to shot. And so I will have learned another lesson, a painful lesson about, you know, finishing the deal, because the shot on 17 is the whole tournament for me. And I hit a bad shot on 17, but it wasn't because I can honestly say, in past tournaments, it would be more nerves. But now I played in enough tournaments that the nerves aren't the issue as much as me not making a good swing.
But what's tougher, hitting a baseball or, you know, hitting a golf ball?
Hitting a golf ball under the circumstances of a tournament, you know, especially when you know that you've got a chance to win a tournament, which, you know, I've only won a couple. So hitting a golf ball under self-induced pressure, I would guess, would be the thing, because it's not moving. You would think hitting a baseball is way tougher.
Yeah.
And the art of hitting a baseball certainly is tougher, because anybody can hit a golf ball, but it's, can you hit a golf ball straight, or can you hit a golf ball with that tension that, you know, you can't have tension. You can have a little tension and hit a baseball and be a little aggressive. You can't really do that as a golfer.
John will be on the call with Joe Buck, the fifth consecutive All-Star game that they've been together. That'll be at 8 Eastern on Fox. Pre-game coverage beginning at 7 Eastern. Kenny Rosenthal, Tom Verducci will also be there as well. We've been talking about the Home Run Derby. A lot of people probably tuned in because Ohtani was there, even though he bowed out in the first round. I was looking for a comp here, John, of maybe somebody you played against or with who could have done both, pitching and hitting. I don't know. Carlos Zambrano was a great hitting pitcher, good pitcher. Madison Bumgarner, Mike Mussina. Do you know anybody that back then that could have been able to pull this off of what, not have the power of Ohtani, but to be able to be a day-to-day hitter?
Not really. You know, the pitchers like Mike Hampton, the pitchers you just mentioned, they had ability to, you know, run 2, 3, 4 homers in a year, maybe. But no, nobody to this magnitude that we've been able to see do it at a level that is unmatched. You know, you go back to Babe Ruth, and I know Babe Ruth, it's easy to just make that comparison, but it's harder to try and draw out what Babe Ruth did to what Ohtani's doing in this era, because there's so many more home runs. And I think Ohtani in itself, I've said this many times, and I know a lot of people think I've lost my mind when I say it. If he just pitched, if all he did was pitch, he would be making the trails of one of the best pitchers in our game, period. But he doesn't just pitch. He doesn't have the reps. He's only got like 25, 26 starts. And he's at such a high level offensively. People don't understand. You've got to concentrate and share your energy in places that pitchers just can't do on a daily basis. You can't pitch once every 5 days and rake like he does every 4 days and then share that greatness. You're going to give up something. And he's giving up something on the pitching end, no doubt, because he's been so good offensively. And I say that if he didn't take another at bat and he just pitched the second half, hands down MVP. I mean, hands down. We thought if he had these numbers at the end of the year, that would be a great year-ending statistics. So I'm in awe of what he's doing, because I know as a pitcher how much time I dedicated to my craft. He's not dedicating that time. He's not giving himself, and rightfully so, because he's a two-way player. So to give you a perspective, and I'll say it tonight on the broadcast. When you get ready to pitch on the road, okay, forget the All-Star game, which is what he's doing. You time your performance to get ready so that maybe 5 minutes before your team ends up making the last out, you go out to the mound to pitch. He can't do that. He's got to time it 20 minutes or so before. Then he's got to go hit. Then his team hits. Then he goes on the mound. He might be 30 minutes before he actually throws his first pitch in a game as a pitcher. So there's so many hurdles that he's overcoming and making it look pretty easy. You know, it's amazing to watch.
I just wonder about the whole mental preparation, because as a hitter, you have to prepare for the pitcher right. You're facing. And as a pitcher, you have to prepare for an entire lineup. And to do that on the same day, it'd be like playing safety and quarterback in the same game.
Yes. I mean, the biggest thing is the physical act can be done. The mental awareness and you get more tired. Like, yeah, I could see him being more exhausted in those games, rightfully so, because he's sharing the information both ways. He wants to get hits, and then he wants to go and pour his energy in when you're pitching. When you pitch in the National League or American League, especially in the National League, because now, like, he's playing National League rules when he pitches. You're hitting ninth. You really don't care about hitting. You're going to put a bunt down. There's no stress. I mean, you're only thinking about the 8 or 9 hitters you've got to get out. So he's got a combo of leading off or batting second and getting right away in a different mindset before he even gets in the pitching mindset. So it's a unique skill set. And I don't know how – it's interesting what Joe Maddon's going to be able to do, because they need his bat. I don't know if you can keep leading him off and still pitch at the rate that he's doing, maybe drop him in the order. I don't know. But this is going to be pretty fun to watch.
How would you pitch him?
Definitely splits away. I mean, anything going away, because anything coming in, I've seen him take high fastballs, sliders at the back foot. The one game that he struggled a little bit offensively, Gausman pitched against him really well, and he's got a great split. And, you know, that game he looked a little bit tired from the standpoint of trying to do both, and he pitched an outstanding game against the Giants. So I would have to make sure that I would have to get something going away from him, because his plate coverage and strength is too good right now.
And he's such a great athlete. I think that people don't realize his size, his speed, and then he's got an incredible right arm, and he's the best power hitter in the game, I guess.
Yeah, it's unique. The only comp I can give you is like a Bo Jackson, who played two different sports in the same kind of spot, size, speed, but he played two different sports. This guy's playing two different sports in the same sport because we've never seen anybody do it, right? And Deion Sanders would be another guy that would come up to mind, because athletically to do what they're doing is something no one could ever envision. A guy, especially at this level in our game, at the All-Star break, 30-some home runs is incredible.
We have Joe Maddon, Otani's manager, on tomorrow. If he asked your advice on how long do you stay with this, how long do you want him to go, you know, two ways here, what would you say?
Well, if the contract didn't state that he's got to keep doing it, it would be one of those things that I would think.
Wait, it does state that?
Well, I would think part of the reason he's with the Angels is the contract that they worked out, that he was going to get a chance to do this for however many years. I don't know what that means or what it says, but I think that anybody who tried to get out in front of this thought that one of the areas would phase out.
But do you think that there are teams that weren't going to give him this opportunity to do both?
I think there were teams that were probably hesitant in the beginning to try to, you know, navigate this, because his feet to the fire were quick. And I think all of us who got out in front of it said, this isn't going to work. Yeah. Like, he needs to have some time here or time there. And he's proven everybody wrong. And really, the Angels, I got to give them credit because they stuck with it. What my advice would be, if the Angels got to a place, this is the rub of what is Ohtani's greatest asset to the Angels? Well, right now, everyone would go, was obviously his hitting. But if they get to the playoffs, this greatest asset is his pitching. They don't have that kind of pitching. So that would be a challenge when you get closer to, let's say they were in a playoff run. How do you get him ready to pitch game one and sacrifice something maybe from his hitting standpoint, to know he's so important to win a game on the mound? How many games can he win in a series, obviously, at the plate? So it's a delicate challenge, but I'll tell you, Joe Maddon has a good plan, and he's worked it out.
We're talking to the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz. He'll be with Joe Buck tonight, 8 Eastern on Fox. Pre-game coverage starts at 7. Kenny Rosenthal and Tom Verducci will be on the field as well, part of the broadcasting crew. The Spider-Tac controversy's kind of gone away for a little while. I kind of liken it to, you know, a police officer is here, so you don't speed by him. You wait until you're past him, and then you may speed by him. So I'm assuming pitchers are just putting it away to bring it back. As a former pitcher, John, what would you be doing if you were using it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the information that's come out and the timing that they gave the pitchers. You should be able to know how to pitch without it, and especially in the summer. And I think every pitcher that's an elite pitcher will learn how to get around that aspect of, okay, this probably went too far, and the rosin and sweat and the ability to go to your mouth and create some saliva is there for the pitcher. Now, the challenge will be, of course, is going to be if it gets cold out, you know, and at the end of the year. But I think once they understand that they don't have to have, you know, it's kind of like a psychological thing that in the summer you don't really need. You're going to see pitchers return back to the elite pitchers will return back to their form, because it won't be this rhetoric or conversation we're having because they need this to pitch. Now, it might hurt some fringe pitchers or some pitchers who have been able to excel because of it. They're going to have to learn differently. And that's where you're going to see the offense balance be a little bit better. And I think that's what you've seen with hitters being a little more confident, that they're not seeing the kind of revolutions and RPMs that they were before.
When you doctored the baseball, how did you do it, John?
When I doctored it, yeah, I wish I could have doctored the baseball. The bullfrog was the only way with rosin. You know, that's the one area where if baseball next year can get to a common ground to where I think they're working on a substance that will work for everybody, because no hitter wants to know that a pitcher doesn't have control of the baseball. See, it went from being able to control the baseball to be able to do things to a baseball that haven't been done before. And I think that's the balance. That's the argument. And hitters will not complain if you have control of the baseball. Where they think it takes it to the next level is when the backspin and the spin rate gets to an all-time high. And I think that's where they say, okay, that's crossing the line. So back in the day when we couldn't go to our mouth. So you're pitching in Colorado with some of my worst feelings in the world, or I pitched in Cleveland. I had no way of getting grip on the baseball. And my performance suffered. It really did. And so from the moment it got below 40, I was in trouble. But anything that was over that, we had the rosin and we had the ability. And the bullfrog, by the way, only lasts if you have a short inning, because there's nowhere to put it. I didn't have anything on my body. It would basically be a little dab before the inning would start, go right to the rosin, and then I could pitch. But if I had a 30 pitch inning, then there was nothing to go to. So that, I think you're going to see a balance come back after the season's over of technology being able to or baseball being able to come together and have something that works for everybody.
I'll leave you with this. The all-star that isn't a household name, but we should keep an eye on tonight.
Wow, good question. I'm fans of guys that, when you bring that up, I think of Whit Merrifield from the Kansas City Royals and how he does his thing when it isn't the most popular thing, right? He's not hitting a ton of home runs, exit block. He just gets base hits and steals. We're going to start seeing more of that in their game, I think. We're going to start seeing the David Fletchers. We're going to start seeing guys who don't shine.
And he's 32, John. He's 32 leading baseball in stolen bases.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the art of the game is suffered in some ways because of the strategy of the game that's been playing. We're going to start seeing some outliers come back and see more speed and see more creativity, because you can't fill a roster with one-way players. And I think you're starting to see the value. Like, I don't know. Many people in the country don't know who David Fletcher is, but he signed a 5-year deal. The Angels love him. He'll hit a ball above his head. He'll hit a ball at his ankles. It won't show up on any statistic that is sexy, but yet all he does is get on base and help his team. And I think those are the kind of guys that, when you look at, the all-stars are always going to take, the big boys are always going to take the headlines. But under the radar, you're going to start seeing these guys play the game a little bit differently.
Everybody's going to watch Ohtani, but I'm watching Whit tonight instead. Like,
there you go. Yeah. See, I mean, yeah. In Colorado, you know, if he played in Colorado, he would be pushing the average way north of, 300, and he would be stealing a lot more bases, because the way the game is played in Colorado, everyone assumes there'd be home runs, but there's going to be more hits.
Can you later in the game tonight drop in as, Joe, as I said earlier today on the Dan Patrick Show? Because I'll stay, like, if you get to the sixth inning, maybe, like, I'll make sure my fans stay. Sixth inning, seventh inning, just say, Joe, as I said earlier today on the popular Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah, there's I'm going to tie that in with Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, I love it.
There you got it.
I'm going to
stay. Whenever he comes, when he comes in the game and he comes up to the plate, tune in.
Prepare. I want Fox to be ready for a blast of popularity. Your ratings are going to have a spike when Whit comes to the plate. Everybody's going to be tuning in. My best to Joe and John. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
That's Johnny Smoltz, Hall of Famer. He won a sport. He won a sports Emmy. Joe Buck won a sports Emmy this year. He probably got a few of those. It's okay. Just nice being nominated. Joe Madden on the show tomorrow. Russell Wilson Jr. III is back.
No.
Yes. Yes. This is where it all started.
I don't buy it.
Right after the Super Bowl. We haven't heard from Russ. Fritzy reached out. Asked Russ if he'd join us. And he's going to tomorrow. What could go wrong? We'll come back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish?
No, I mean,
can I finish?
You're saying that's not true. Your average margin.
Can I finish my statement? Can I finish my statement? Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against 4 or 5 countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on. And that's incorrect.
The muffled voice on the other end with Greg Popovich, our next guest, Joe Varden, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, covering Team USA at the Olympics. By the way, our moment of the week brought to you by Discover, matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Joe Varden joins us. Joe, we didn't get to hear your question. What was your question to Greg Popovich?
Well, hi, Dan.
Hi, bud.
Good to see you, as always. My question was not to Greg Popovich. It was to Damian Lillard. And essentially I asked him what it was like for him to having watched his colleagues in 14 and 16 blow these teams out, roll through these tournaments, go undefeated. And then now getting into Olympic play and having to experience the other side of it. And Dame actually gave a thoughtful answer. He talked about how this was very different, acknowledging watching those blowouts and all those wins. But then he said, you know, I've also seen Team USA be challenged in the past, maybe not lose two in a row. And then, you know, Greg jumped in and started to address me and the question that was not directed at him. And it goes back to a much calmer, I guess, exchange. Not that was, you know, wild or anything last night, but a much calmer exchange we had after Nigeria when I was asking about basically American exceptionalism when it comes to basketball after, you know, they had just gone through what was arguably the largest upset in international basketball history. The spread was 29 points and just asked what this meant to him. But Dame Lillard wasn't available after that Nigeria game. And so, you know, and they didn't practice the next day. So there's no media availability then. So this was our one bite at the apple to ask other players what this is like. And then coach jumped in and started, you know, down that path.
But so you're trying to interject something. What is he having a problem with you trying to interject?
Well, you know, I've been covering this team. I keep saying for two summers, right? Because everything, of course, was interrupted last year. But he has been saying over and over that, you know, the world's gotten better, which is true. There's more pros on all these teams, which is true. But he's saying, as we heard in the clip, that it is not true that in the past there were all these blowouts. And it's right there, Dan, in the game notes. In the wonderful game notes written by Team USA PR director Craig Miller, the average margin of victory in the 2016 Olympics was like 30, 29 or 30. And then in the 14 FIBA World Cup, it was like 29, 30, 32, somewhere in there. And then in the 2016 gold medal game, Team USA literally beat Serbia by 30 points. And that's what I was saying. Like he started down that path again. And like, you know, cause not everybody's watching every interaction we have, but he was saying something that just isn't altogether accurate. And he was going to use it, you know, I think, to make a point. And so I was just saying, no, that's not true. and I tried to say, to bring up the thing about the average margin of victory and, you know, but I know it didn't get picked up on.
What is the level of concern for this team?
So we're trying to figure that out. You know, the latest thing is that they're saying that, well, you know, our guys aren't in shape, which is apparent. You know, for instance, Bradley Beal was standing, you know, doubled over at one point last night, and they haven't been good late in the fourth quarter, which suggests to a conditioning issue. But, you know, five of their seven rotation players played at least one round of playoffs, and a couple of them went into the second round. So I don't know if I don't get that. And to a larger degree, like,
but Australia's in shape and Nigeria's in shape, but Team USA's not in shape.
Yeah. So that one's a problem. But okay. To answer your question, how big is the concern? I mean, there are, I guess, questions about the roster. Like it's a smaller team. It's a team that's supposed to score a ton of points. You know, they're getting killed on the glass right now, and they are being exposed defensively. But, you know, in teams past, like if there was maybe a small liability here or there, you know, the Americans have been so mighty overall that you could, they just sweep past that. And for a reason that we don't know yet, the margin of error has shrunk dramatically. So when you say how much concern is there, I think we've reached a point where the Americans could win the gold medal and they might very well, but we actually don't know. And I think that's the first time in quite a while in an Olympics setting that we can say that. So it's either going to be a really exciting tournament or a really nerve-wracking tournament, depending on your point of view.
Biggest threat to the United States in the Olympics is who?
I don't know that you can say any one particular team. I mean, they open up against France, who already beat them in the China World Cup 2 years ago. That's a tough one. But you know, this is the kind of team that on a bad night, Luka Doncic and the other four Slovenians could just show up and beat them. I mean, Luka could go off for 50 and do what he's done to the Clippers. And, you know, in one game, it's not a 7-game series. So I think there are threats throughout this tournament. We'll see how much better they get when the three guys who are in the finals join up. And I do think Kevin Durant, you know, needs to find his legs a little bit because he's getting good shots. He's 10 of 30 in two games. You know, so I think when he gets to be start knocking some of those down, we'll start to see the results flip. But again, the margin of error is almost gone, which is remarkable.
Joe, I was surprised that Durant played for the Olympics. I don't know if he needs more playing time or needs more rest, given what he just went through and what he did, a Herculean task in the playoffs. How surprised are you that Durant is playing?
Yeah, I was shocked, and I wrote about this in the run up to the start of exhibition play in the early part of camp. I think obviously you're surprised, and I'm surprised. Most of the people who do our jobs are surprised. But the people who know Kevin just talk about like this sort of single affinity for the game. And I know it's a cliche, like, oh, I love the game, but I think he actually kind of lives it. And I also think that what has happened to him over the last couple of years with these terrible injuries has sort of driven home the point of wanting to do everything he can while he still can. So, you know, assuming this tournament turns around and they right the ship, Kevin will probably go down as the greatest American Olympic basketball player, which is, I don't know if he cares about that kind of stuff, but it's going to be something that goes to him.
Steve, I keep mixing it up there, Joe. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Joe Vardon. He's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic, covering Team USA at the Olympics. Team USA loses to Nigeria, loses to Australia, and they've got Argentina coming up tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.